Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig, I emailed you some very important vodka news. You should get to before the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Because we plan on drinking some vodka this weekend.
Right. It's something I'm guilty of. That we shouldn't be
drinking too much vodka?
No. It's got nothing to do with the amount we consume.
And Todd's never had too much.
Something we should, something we shouldn't do with vodka?
Yeah. Something that we do with vodka that we probably shouldn't do.
I don't get it.
Huh. You should.
An enema.
What is consume
I actually
too
know
much
the answer to this. I read this yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. For
vodka.
Good ones, for good vodka, they say don't put it in the freezer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I do that.
Get all the flavors. You get more of the flavors of your vodka.
A good thing I buy middle of the road then.
Exactly.
I put all my vodka in the freezer, though. I always do.
Don't put the good stuff in there.
Yeah, but here's the deal with that. You still put ice on it, so it doesn't make any damn difference.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah, it does
make
a difference.
But I don't like warm vodka, so, I mean, so I'm not
so
a Russian.
So you don't like vodka.
I'm not a Russian. You're right. I like vodka. I just don't like warm vodka.
Yeah, as soon as you put just regular old ice on it, you've ruined it anyways.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
It is true.
Not according to the article.
Are you calling BS on the bartender here?
Yeah. No, I'm just going by the article.
No,
I've read articles.
Yeah.
Are you calling BS on Francois Thibault?
Well, the ice would actually melt into it then, too, so that's going to ruin it, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what there's...
Yeah. So you have to like it warm, and I don't like it warm.
Francois Thibault created Grey Goose.
How about in the fridge, puss? I mean, puss. I said fridge, puss. get yourself one of those. No,
Francois
How about just in the fridge, Craig? Can you do that?
No, I think that
freezer.
That's okay. The best temperature
for
the good stuff is 0 to 4 degrees. I guess not the good stuff for Grey Goose, at least, is a little bit over freezing.
So the fridge would be fine.
Yeah, the
fridge
is fine.
Okay, so keep it in the fridge instead of the freezer. Okay.
Right.
You want it to be...
That is the temperature of a slight dilution with ice in a mixing glass. It is not below 32.
That
is still above 32.
I just don't drink it for the flavor. I drink it to. I mean, I don't drink bad vodka. I try to stay away from bad vodka because of the hangovers. So I try to get some decent vodka.
Bad vodka, they say, go ahead and put in the fridge or in the freezer.
All right.
Because what the freezer
actually
does. What
do they call bad vodka? What are the names of bad vodka?
Not the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but I'm not spending a fortune. But I'm drinking Skye.
That's fine.
That's not bad vodka.
Yeah, that's you. That's top to middle shelf stuff there. Right. This is bottom shelf stuff.
Okay, like McCormick's?
McCormick's.
Right.
What else? Svedka?
Barton. Skoll.
Yeah. Oh, Skoll, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Gilby's.
If you keep the good stuff in the freezer, you're actually hiding the more sophisticated aromas and flavors.
Popov.
Yeah. If you put your cheap, low-quality vodka in the freezer, however, that's good because it will hide the aggressive burning notes.
So Svedka's too lowbrow for you, Todd?
Now, Svedka's okay, isn't it?
No, I like Svedka. That's what I generally buy.
It's in a glass bottle.
I guess that's okay. That's middle shelf stuff. That ain't bad.
We had an email from a guy who wants to try some vodka beer. It's a good email. Hang on a second here. I think I read this yesterday. Do you have that email, Todd?
Go ahead and bring Mike up here. We'll find
him. Okay.
Hey,
Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How's it going, fellas?
Good, bud. What's up?
Good.
Nothing. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for talking about vodka this morning on the on the Friday to have my biggest hangover of all time. So,
all time. What'd you do last night?
Yeah.
What'd you do last night?
It was my younger brother's birthday, and I hit up a restaurant out west here, and I had four or five dirty martinis, and I'm feeling every single ounce of those.
Man,
I have another.
Oh, you drink vodka dirty martinis? Vodka dirty martini.
Yeah,
I do.
Vodka dirty martini.
I do those.
They're my best friends.
If you do three or four, yeah, you're feeling bad. You got to
eat it. Yeah, four or five.
And you're younger.
Yeah, we were celebrating a birthday, and that was the worst decision of all time. So,
you have to work today.
Yeah, I'm working today. Just bagging leaves with really loud mowers.
Oh, perfect.
Hang in there.
All right. Well,
I suggest some vodka.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I hate you guys.
See you, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Good luck. He's doing my yard today.
I would say wear a mask while you're bagging them leaves, but if you got that kind of hangover, all of a sudden something comes out.
Yeah, you can have that.
4 or 5 dirty martinis. That'll mess you up.
That's a good start.
Yeah. I don't know if this is good or bad vodka, but the best vodka at under $20 is a vodka called Monkey in Paradise out of Florida.
Not familiar.
But that's a regional vodka.
Probably not widely available.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Nor am I. I don't
know. Like some $2 chuck.
Monkey in Paradise.
No, this is the best stuff. Under $20. Although, a lot of people liked the $2
that's
chuck,
what
didn't
I was
they?
That. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they've done studies on that. Yeah.
Petey, I'm getting conflicting information.
Okay.
The McRib sandwich is either back today or the 29th.
I've been getting texts that it's back. I did. My friend Corey was like, yo, McRib's back. That was at like 5:45 in the morning.
Okay, well, I mentioned it this morning.
I'm surprised you don't
And it might be the 29th. It might be today. I'm not sure.
You don't have an app?
Like an alert?
The, McRib alert.
Yeah, I can't have that kind of disruption in life. You know, it was just, I don't want to stop in my tracks. Like, oh, my God!
Sure
you do.
I figured Ronald himself would be texting you.
Right.
Like, dude, it's back.
Oh, yeah. Why? I found this email actually to be kind of sad.
Yeah, but read it, though.
Okay. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Comes from Levi. I found this to be funny.
I think we help him out, and it's a sad situation.
Yeah. I got belligerently drunk. Right. I blacked out and woke up in my car.
Right.
The next day, my wife was yelling at me, as you can imagine. I had to promise her, even though she left me a year ago, somehow has power in my life, I'd cut back to one beer a night. And the first thought I had
Hey, guys, do you like beer but can't get drunk from beer? Then try new vodka beer. The can says beer, but inside is 12 ounces of carbonated vodka. And the best part is, your wife will never know.
Honey, I'm so proud of you, cutting down to one beer a night.
Take off your underwear. She don't know.
You see it coming down the road, still laughing.
So he's grateful. He wanted to hear that clip.
He wants a vodka beer, right?
And wanted to mention that her dad's a listener, too. So.
That's hilarious.
Is she still with the guy, though?
No.
I didn't get that.
They're not together.
I know. Then why is he putting up with that crap?
I don't get that.
Maybe there's kids.
Right. Yeah, maybe
that's
kids.
One beer a night, you can't have the kids for the weekend. He said, well, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm going to have two.
So I can have two.
Yeah. I got something I want to do this weekend. I'm having two drinks today.
Passed out once in his car?
Why am I picturing her yelling at him while he's passed out in the car?
So am I. Yeah, I didn't get the whole thing. We need more details on that. That was a couple days ago with that email, so hopefully he's listening.
Did you drop the kids off?
And just passed out in the parking
and then
lot?
Pass out in the car in the driveway or what?
I don't know, man.
Hog man barbecue!
Yeah.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yes, it does. Yeah. That's very rare for this room. Very rare for this room.
That's a fact today.
Somebody says it smells so good. vodka beer will work because you can have one beer. But one whole can of vodka, you're messed up. That's 12 ounces of vodka.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, that would be like
that. You're going to want a pounder, so make it a 16-ounce vodka.
That'd be like six double Moscow mules.
Yeah, but at once, though, you'd be just swigging that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Moscow mules you can spread out throughout the evening.
Well, theoretically, you should be able to spread out a can of vodka throughout the evening.
Theoretically, Craig.
It's a can.
Carbonated vodka.
You can't really That's the voice of a guy who doesn't drink much.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, it is. Rubbing it in.
Right. The liquid has to go in at the same rate.
Does it?
Yeah.
This guy's saying it's one of his worst hangovers, too, and he's working out there outside bagging leaves.
Four
that means you got to bend over. You're bagging leaves. You got to bend over.
Yeah.
Nothing worse being hungover and bent over. How about a puss?
He says, yeah, there's worse things than that.
Well, that's why I think those canned wines would be dangerous if you were drinking them straight out of the can.
That's a lot of wine. Yeah. That's a ton of wine. Yeah, you don't drink that much wine usually sitting around. I'm not at once. Like guzzling it.
Yeah, you're going to crack that thing open and drink it like it's a beer.
Right? Yeah, that's why they don't make cans of whiskey.
No.
It'd be a lot cooler if they did.
Man, can you imagine? Canned whiskey.
See that now.
Everybody's passed out
Although
the bar.
There are guys that drink it straight out of the bottle, and they drink it like they're drinking a beer.
Yeah. And their J. Medicine he's gone.
R.I.P., buddy. All right.
Brandon suggests a new segment, Where You At and Why You Hung Over.
That's every day. And we could actually take some calls on that.
That would take up the whole show.
Just by this room. All right. Good enough. John Morgan later on this morning. Hog Wild Barbecue. Our buddy Tony just stopped up.
Yes.
Locations all over the area and in Phoenix. And, you know, check it out. Great barbecue. We know that Lou Holtz loves it.
Hog Wild Barbecue!
He does.
Celebrity voice impersonator. Yeah, we whatever. Should probably say that before Lou catches wind.
Whatever.
Because we're the ones that get sued.
Yeah,
because Lou's real observant.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's litigious.
You had me at Lou catches wind, too, by the way.
Lou breaks wind. He doesn't catch wind.
Making Mexicans laugh all over the empire.
That's why Mark May doesn't sit in the same studio with him anymore.
Exactly.
It's always split screen.
Disneyland says that visitors are not allowed to scatter the ashes of their loved ones in the park, but they do it anyway.
Yeah, of course you do it anyway. These rules about not scattering ashes never work because you could just do it. You just have ashes and you just dump them.
Yeah, you got them in a baggie and they just slip out the bottom of your pants.
And it's our famous story, old friend of ours. In fact, I just met somebody this recently that knew Duke.
Yeah.
At a bar recently, and a guy said he knew Duke back in the day. But old friend of the show, 20 or so years ago, passed away. Big Husker fan. Puss smuggled in his ashes to Memorial Stadium and dumped them. Illegal. Can't do it. We did it anyway. People do that. People do it at Wrigley.
Yeah.
People do it at Wrigley.
Not during a game.
No, it wasn't a game.
Yeah, the place was empty.
Yeah, it was empty. But still, they don't want you to do it.
No, we
did it.
I don't know how you're going to get on number 10 at Augusta, Puss, but that's where I want mine.
Can you get through?
No.
Are there fences
or something
further out?
Yeah.
You can't go through any woods and backyards to get through to the course anyway.
Like there's like a wall like Trump would appreciate.
Got it. All right. Keep the Mexicans out, unless they're mowing.
Yeah.
So I need to practice my grappling hook, is what you're saying?
Yeah. No,
they
might shoot
you. Well, not what you do.
You
could actually do it.
They might shoot you.
You just get tickets to that year's Masters after you pass away.
That's easy enough.
No, it is. You can.
Kind of expensive.
Yeah, redzonetickets.com.
That would be the year he wins the lottery.
You have to live money. You have to leave some money to somebody to buy, scalp some tickets.
Done.
Okay.
You know what? I'm just going to put it on the table right now.
Just Andy Dufresne it and shake it out your pant leg, you know? Have Petey shake it down your pant leg. Then you got dead Petey on your thighs.
All right. That's a weekend right there.
Yeah.
Woo!
But it's got to be 10?
You want 10?
10, yep.
Okay. It's got to be 10, okay.
Yep.
All of a sudden you're shaking your pant leg. You forgot to wear long pants. You got shorts. And they're flying out of your knees.
Dust is flying out of your crotch.
Well,
that guy all right. Yeah, that guy all right.
By then it will be, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's not yours.
Yeah. Well, it is Augusta, so there'd be a lot of guys just blowing dust out of their ass.
That's true.
That wouldn't be an unusual sight.
Yeah.
So at Disneyland and Disney World, they have a process in place for when they find people scattering ashes. It's reportedly called a HEPA cleanup, H-E-P-A cleanup, sends maintenance workers to the location to vacuum up the remains.
You know why? Because there's teeth in there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There are some teeth in there. We've seen it.
But, you know, people have got to get by with this more often than not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they do.
Of course they do. I think he's taking on a roller coaster, throw it in the air, and
there you
hit,
go.
Dude,
why you
hit
go?
The dude's face behind you with a just, sorry, that's my mom all over your face.
He comes up with ash face.
I remember.
Yeah, he gets off the ride with ash face.
Ten, okay.
Ten, yeah.
Todd wants that funeral pyre thing in Lake Powell with the arrows.
Actually, don't. It seems to be something that you two are fixated on.
Yeah, well.
That'd be cool, though.
What do you
That'd
mean
be
you
awesome.
Don't?
Slam an arrow, it's going
to
happen.
We've thought for years you wanted us to shoot arrows, fire your ass up on the funeral pyre out in Lake Mead.
With flaming arrows.
Shoot arrows
well, we're going to shoot right on the bank so we can hit you because we don't want to miss you going.
That's one place I want some of the ashes to go. But, you know, I keep reading that you're not supposed to split up the ashes.
Man, what you don't even believe in anything like that. So why would you even read that? Why do you care?
Because I hear about it.
Yeah. You're an atheist who believes that if you spread your ashes away, that could be weird.
I should pass that information along. Well, if he doesn't want the flaming arrows, you guys can roll me down 10 fairway and shoot flaming arrows at me all day, man.
That'd be a good party.
Just have at it.
Now, granted, we'd be sad.
Well, sure, but how fun would that be? Yeah.
A lot
I got
of
it
fun.
Right in the ass.
A lot of fun.
Right in the old water.
You're thinking we'd hit you.
Yeah.
I would be there for hours.
We'd have to roll you down several times.
Right.
I'd love to see how far, like how long you got into the process before you all got shot.
70 arrows all over the place.
Oh, yeah. We'd have to go down and collect the misses, blow them out, relight them, and go back.
Right.
I'm going to shoot a poison arrow at your heart. That's what I'm going to do.
Thanks for that.
Perfect. Just in case.
Now, you want us to do that on
poetic,
number 10 at Augusta. That might be a problem.
Why is that?
Well, you know, they're going to say, hey, there's a
no, bunch, no, not, not, well, not, there's
there's
no
a bunch of guys
on.
With flaming arrows around number 10.
Should be no problem. No.
Screaming.
Oh, we'll be arrested.
They know
oh,
me. They know me.
Yeah. Right? They're some revelers.
Yeah, some friends of Petey's. They're fine.
We'll be arrested, yeah, for sure.
You think?
But I don't even know how you're going to get on the grounds with arrows. Yeah. Right?
What you know, we're going to dress as caddies. We're just going to get in there. We're all going to wear white outfits. Tony can walk right in. He's black.
Walk in, yeah.
That's true. You
he
could.
Puts a white caddy outfit on. They'll think he's just working there.
No, no, no. With your Michael Jordan walk.
That's what we do. We have
he walks like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Tony wandering around like 11 and 12 to distract them.
Yes,
because they'll be more concerned about you know. And
no, they'll think he's trimming the lawn.
Right.
Man.
I'll just act like I'm doing something, like stealing something. Yeah. They'll focus on me.
You get out there and you start golfing.
Yeah,
and they'll be all over you.
Oh, they think I'm like
act suspicious. So be black.
Yes. be black. Yes.
There's a bunch of white guys shooting flaming arrows on number 10. But there's a black guy up the 11th fairway.
Go see what he's doing.
What do you think their priority is going to be?
There's a black guy fishing on the pond on 11.
That's
go
it.
Get him.
Right. They're going to go get you.
Yeah, they're going to get me.
Yeah, you're going to serve as the distraction.
All right. Should we get Petey's down? Yours is the arrows.
You.
And yours is
good.
10.
The last guy to die is going to have a lot of responsibilities here. Going to be in on a lot of weird stuff.
Going to dump them out the old folks' window. Yeah, I got all this guy. There you go.
Now, everybody's got their assignments for me. And some none of you got included.
It's okay. Well, you know why? We'd still be here doing a show. We don't have time for that. We got to work.
We don't got time for that.
We don't got time for that. We got to be here. We
somehow.
We're going to be on the air.
None of us got included.
We're going to be on the air. We'll find out how it went.
Who gets to go spread some right at the post on the ski hill?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
One final FU to that post. And be here for eternity.
What happened?
My buddy or my son.
What happened?
So a guy sent me an email. You ever heard of, the hell's the name of this? Man, bear, pig.
No.
What is it?
Three things you masturbate with.
No.
Is this a circus freak show thing? Or
no, it's a drink.
Man, bear, pig.
What is it? What kind of alcohol is it?
Petey?
Half beer.
Half beer?
Well, this
I
is,
like that part.
Yeah.
Is that man?
Half beer, half orange juice, half vodka. If you're confused about the ratio, you aren't hungover enough to need it.
Sounds good. I can handle that. I can handle that. That sounds okay to me. Does it cure hangovers?
And it's made.
What is the ratio?
It's made in Pennsylvania.
One third? Oh, they actually just make it. But you can make it in your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's it made in Pennsylvania?
It doesn't say.
Where did it come up with the name?
Well, Urban Dictionary says Man Bear Pig is a series of shots taken in sequence, an Irish car bomb, a Jaeger bomb, and a Boilermaker.
Well, that's three. That's
in sequence.
Well, that's not this, though. That's not even that at all. I wouldn't do that. What is that? Irish car bomb.
An Irish car bomb.
That's whiskey and a beer, right?
A Jaeger bomb.
I don't know. I'm avoiding that one.
And then a Boilermaker.
Oh,
in
like
that order.
Man Bear Pig is a brewery.
What's a Boilermaker compared to an Irish car bomb?
Irish car bomb
is what?
Jameson and Bailey's mixed together.
There's Bailey's
Guinness.
In there. That's
and
right.
Guinness.
Yeah, and Guinness, right.
Yeah, those are very
and
specific.
And then, the Boilermaker is just whiskey shot dropped into a beer, right?
Yeah.
Jaeger is in.
And Jaeger's in what?
Red Bull, generally.
Red Bull. Jaeger bomb. Yeah. It could be any whiskey or bourbon. Can it for a Boilermaker?
Technically,
sure,
probably.
Yeah.
Man Bear Pig is also a South Park reference.
Because of the beer?
No word on anything having to do with the beer.
Sounds like a dating show. Welcome to Man Bear Pig.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got the pig
show.
This week. God damn it.
Damn. You're praying for the man, aren't you?
I wanted the man.
Or the pig. I don't want the bear.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.